Start your day at the Torah Rate, Rabbi Mordechai Steinberg.
Turn that thing off. No, you can't.
I'm trying.
Alright. I asked Rav Matisyo Solomon Shlita, the bracha in Yeshiva. So I asked him, what's the bracha of Hashiva Shiftainu all about? I mean, I know what, I can translate it, but how does that take it to me? How does that apply it? What am I asking for? So he said, have you ever thought to yourself, I'd like to do things right, but I don't know what is right? I said, yeah, you get that all the time. You person goes through life, he's often happy to do what's right. The question is, what is right? That's what Hashiva Shiftainu is all about. The Udamatak of the Shporuchu that we should then have, we should have the guidance that we used to have in the days of the Nevi'im, that we should at least know, in the days of the Shoftim, we should at least know what is right. Ein Sumer Kasoros HaSveikos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows a person what's right and what's wrong, what he should be doing in his life, it's most of the battle. That's really what Shemini is about. Parash of Shemini was the Klal Yisrael. They'd worked very hard to make this Mishkan, but they were waiting to see the approval of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, all that work we've done, and Kol HaTorah SheTorachnu, V'Neda SheSchapelon HaAveinu Ego, we want to know now that we're on the right track. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, it wasn't for me to do this. Aaron will do this. So you see, this is Aaron's job. Aaron will show you. He will bring down this great approval. Zoysasu v'yeiru aleichem kvod Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is Aaron's tafkid. He will show you. He will bring down this great stempel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what you've done is right, you're on the right track. He approves of what you've done. The simcha, when they saw that, was tremendous. It says, Vaya kolo'om vayoroinu, and they cry, and they triumph. Rino is triumph, like winning a battle. There's a triumph in the Klal Yisrael. The B'nishlam said, B'chweidu v'atzmei, the fire burnt up the Kobonis. B'nishlam, B'chweidu v'atzmei, has told them, this is right, you've done the right thing. You've done it right, your kavana's right, you've got it perfect. The problem is that we've had three weeks. We seem to have forgotten Parshas Pekudei. And in Parshas Pekudei, it seems like Moshe Rabbeinu did it all. It's an amazing thing. In Pekudei, right, it tells us exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. How he built the Mishkan, he brought the Korbonos, he lit the Menorah, brought the Keteras, right? Vayal, then he made the Mizbech HaOilah, Vayal, Olah Ves HaOilah Ves HaMincha, he brought the Korbonos on the Mizbeach. Vaychal Moshe Samalocha, and he finished all what he had to do. Vaychas Ha'onon Es Oihel Moed, Ukveit Hashem Mole Es HaMishkon. So he did it all, he did it right, and the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled the Mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu, you did it, you showed them. You've done it all. Right, the Torah then closes on that story. And 3 weeks later, well, it'll be three parshas later, starts all over again. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, the Klal Yisrael come to Moshe, we all at work and we've not had any sample of approval. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, but Aaron will do it. What's 1 minute? What, have you forgotten what you did in Pekudei? Oh, what's going on here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chvayid Hashem Moli Es HaMishkan V'lo Yochel Moshe Lovay El HaMeid HaKun Gen Kishoch HaValo Anon Chvayid Hashem Moli Es HaMishkan. It's happened already. This is very strange that the Torah Ke'ilu starts all over again and forgets what it said in Pekudei. And Moshe Rabbeinu seems to have forgotten what he said. Klai seems to have forgotten. And it starts all over again. Well, what went on here? That's my question. It's not just a question, it's very puzzling what's going on. So first, before we try and recap the events, what actually happened on Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Okay? Right. Rashi says in Pekudei that Moshe Rabbeinu on that day, Moshe hikriv korbanos sibur, chutz me'oson shnistav Aaron. That means Moshe Rabbeinu did all the mitzvahs hayoyim on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The Abaya have a Masada Seida Marocha Mishmod de Gemara. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's Marocha Gedola, Marocha Shia Shemek, Aktovish Dei Chamesh Neirais, Dan Matomid, Dan Matshtei Neirais, Avdosh Neirais Teres, Gedolas Temis Leivorim. He did the Teres, he did the Evorim on the Mizbeach, he put the Oilus on the Mizbeach, Evorim Kodel Mincha, he did the Mincha. Mincha kodemis le nesachim. No, we're not sure about the nesachim. He doesn't mention the nesachim. The nesachim kodem in the mazikim. Well, you couldn't have done the mazikim. That's for Aaron and Kohen. Vizikim kodem in the musafim. Now we also have to see. He did the mitzvah sayoyim. The chayra shteim pikudei. When he'd done the mitzvah sayoyim, the base up, the mishkan filled with kveid Hashem. What does that mean? It means, that means the fire filled the Kodesh Kodesh, was in the Kodesh Kodeshim. The fire that represented the Hashrayas Hashchina was in the Kodesh Kodeshim already. In fact, it seems like that because when we read in Shmini that Aaron brought his korbanos and he put them on the Mizbeach, so the Pasuk says, Vateitse Eish Milifnei Hashem. Fire went out from in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where did the fire go out from? Answer, from the Kodesh Kodeshim. Why was it in the Kodesh Kodeshim? Because it had gone into the Kodesh Kodeshim because Moshe Rabbeinu had brought it there. So he'd brought the Hashrayas Hashchina already. What happened when Aaron brought the Korbanos? The fire that was in the Kodesh Kodeshim came out of the Kodesh Kodeshim and ate the Korbanos. So why are Klai Yisrael all upset that they're not being given any approval? The fire was already in the Kodesh Kodeshim. The Anam was already in the Ol Maid. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even go into the Ol Maid. Kveid Hashem Moli Es HaMishkan. The Chizkuni says, like I'm saying, that not of our view were in the Ol Maid bringing the Ketores when the fire went out of the Kodesh Kodeshim to burn the Korbanos on the Mizbeach. And it hit them on the way. And that's what killed them. That's how the Skuni learns. All right, but that seems to be what went on. And so, of course, the big problem is that the Torah makes out Kiru Shmini. That's the beginning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's approval. That's the beginning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling them they did right. But it isn't. The evidence is the kasha is much bigger. Right, you... The kasha is much, much strong, much, much more difficult. You can't divide one story into two like that. Imagine trying to tell Megillas Esther and only mentioning Esther's name and not mentioning Mordechai. Then telling you the whole story of Esther again, only mentioning Mordechai and not mentioning Esther. You can't divide a story like that. This is one mahalach. It's one Ashrayas Hashchina, one day. And yet the Torah puts some of it in Bikudi and some of it in Shmini. Yeah, I've understood my problem. It's an enormous problem here that the Torah sort of divides the thing completely when it's really all one point. And the Torah makes out, Kilo, it never what happened to be could have never happened, and it's all started again. What's going on? well, not what's going on. What are we supposed to learn from that? What's the Torah teaching you here? In the Medrash Rabbah in Pikudei, the Medrash darshans Oiz v'hodol levusha batischak liyoy macharoin. So the Medrash brings the story of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who was teaching Talmidim, and they were all very poor. And one of their number leaves the group and goes off abroad and makes a lot of money and comes back very rich. And the boy and the members of his shir, of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's close-knit chabura, were a bit despondent this family had gone off and come to get rich, and they're all sitting there and they're all poor. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said to them, come with me, I'll take you out to the valley. He took them out to a valley, and he doubted that the Bereshit should fill the valley with gold coins. And he said, help yourself, take as many gold coins as you want. But you should know, if you take the gold coins, you're taking a bit of Gan Eden from it. That's it. And then the Gemara, then the Medrash Rabbah brings a story of Rabbi Shimon Michalafta. It's a beautiful story that he had no food even for Shabbos. So he davened, the Bereshit sent him a gem, and he pawned it, and he had money for Shabbos. And his wife said to him, where's this money from? And he said, told him, he davened for this gem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him, and he pawned it. She said, I'm not tasting anything of this until you give it back. I'm not eating up from our table of Olam Habo. Amazing, amazing wife. So she says, so he went to Shimon Chalfa, he was a Talmud of Rebbe, or a Talmud Chalfa. So he went to Rebbe and told him, Rebbe, what his wife had told him, said to him. So Rebbe said to tell her, if there's anything missing in your table and Olam Habo, I'll be mashlim. So he went home to his wife and he told her, and she said, you go and tell Rebbe, I don't know if we'll be together in Olam Habo. I don't know if you'll be able to give me anything. I'm not risking it. So you take it back. As I'll say to you, he took it back, gave it back. The Medrash is darshaning something here about the way